Blog Talk Radio.
Singing an all-time classic. I love
call in his name. How many out there love to call Jesus' name? How many know that there's power in the name of Jesus? And that's our destiny focus for this week. Power in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Hallelujah. I think we may have her on the line a little bit later. The songwriter and the psalmist, that title, and God gave her that song. And it said, who wouldn't serve a God like this? Who wouldn't call on a man? A man. Who wouldn't call on the God that he has given to Messiah? I bless him today. I don't know about you, but I came with my fire. I'm already fired up for Jesus. I was fired up when he allowed me to wake up this morning. And I was able to give him thanks. I was fired up because I know what he's done for me. See, I stir up my gift. I can't stir up your gift, but I have to stir up mine. Oh, I bless the Lord today. Hey, in this month, this third month in the year of 2013, we're already in the third month. People of God, you better watch the time. You better watch the time. Jesus is coming. Yay! And if you don't believe it, just keep on watching. Hallelujah. Keep on calling on the name of Jesus. Keep on living right, and you'll get there. Amen. We greet you in the matchless, awesome, precious, wonderful, magnanimous name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's no other name whereby men must be saved. I bless the Lord today. Oh, and I'm just so happy to have one of my, Messiah. Hallelujah, one of my mothers in the gospel with us on today. And I tell you, I love this mother. I love her with all of my heart, even before I had the wonderful opportunity to meet her. I was hearing her on the line on the radio broadcast with Circle of Love, and that's how I got introduced to Blog Talk Radio, through the Circle of Love, with the founder and the pastor of that broadcast, none other than Pastor Ashton Adams. And I met Mother Richards. Hallelujah. Before I met her, when I just heard Mother Richards, I felt that I could feel the anointing on her life, and she speaks with volumes. She has volumes of wisdom. Oh, she has a spirit of discernment. She is anointed to preach this gospel. She's anointed to glean something from her. Hallelujah. In every area of life, she's raised over 15 children. Amen, amen. And she's still, even at her age, is still going strong. And one thing I love about Mother, she's faithful. The Bible says, hallelujah, that a faithful man, and you put woman in there, a faithful woman shall abound with blessings. That's right, a faithful man, a faithful woman shall abound with blessings. She is a blessed woman on today, and we are just so honored to have her. We got a little different setup for you on today. So what we're going to do, hallelujah, I bless the Lord today. I thank him for his mercy. I thank him for his kindness on today. And we certainly thank God for each and every one of you all on today. And we're going to go, and I'm going to ask Apostle Johnson to open up with a word of prayer. And what we're going to do today is I want you all to listen to a testimony. It's only maybe about 9 or 10 minute testimony, but I believe that the Lord is going to bless someone on this broadcast. Sister Ruby called and said Sister Carter's niece was rushed to the hospital, and her name is Patricia, and I want Apostle Johnson to lift her up. Lift her up in prayer. And as we begin to go forward, we're going to go a little bit further, but I'm going to bring, and also, Apostle Johnson, I want you to remember the owner and CEO of WDJZ Radio, where I spoke about 3 weeks ago. That owner, she died last week, so I want you to lift her up and pray. The CEO, I don't know her last name, but her name is Maria, and she left a young daughter. Amen. We want to lift up that family also in prayer. God bless you, Apostle John.
Amen. Father, let us go to God in prayer. Most gracious and kind Father, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you, God, for who you are. God, we thank you for this day. Father, this day has ups and it has downs, God, but we still give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. It belongs to you, God. We shabbat you and celebrate you and praise you in spite of it all. God, because we understand one thing about you, that praise is the solution to our problems. God, that if we glorify you and lift you up, God, that change will come. Father, we speak to the atmosphere now, God, and we command that things begin to change and turn around right now. Father, we ask you, God, to speak to the man of God that is dealing with the radio station, oh God. God, anything that they've been dealing with, oh God, any sickness, anything that has tried to come against, we bind it in the name of Jesus. We speak victory. We speak things being made whole in the name of Jesus. Ah, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we release healing virtue now, oh God. Father, we ask, God, that you would touch the woman of God's body now, God. God, that rush to the hospital, God, that you would go into the ER, God. God, that you would go in and rectify, God, and change and heal and rearrange, God. God, and straighten the situation out, oh God. Father, that we're going to hear a praise report that all is well. Oh, God, we thank you and we bless you, God. We glorify you, God, for this time of worship, this time of adoration, oh God. God, to come together and to magnify your name and to glorify you, Father. Father, you are amazing and awesome to us, God. Father, you're working out, God, things that we need worked out right now. Father, we give them to you, oh God. Father, you said, cast your cares upon me, oh God. And God, we're casting on today, God. Every situation, every problem, every circumstance is being cast down now. Oh, God, we praise you and we bless you. God, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you, God, for the leader of this broadcast, oh God. We ask you, God, to continue to bless her, God. Continue to give her the strength that she needs, oh God. Continue to pour out your anointing the more, God, in her life. Father, we just thank you and we bless you, God, for the glorious time that we shall have this day, for the word that shall come forth in this day, God, the fellowship that shall come forth, God, the miracles that are being released in this day. Father, we'll be careful to give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory, God, because it all belongs to you. God, do this thing in this hour and in this season, and it is in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Apostle Johnson. Again, we just thank God for you today, and we thank God for all of those that we see on the line today. And I just want to give some of you all names to Mother Richardson and let her know who's on the line on this broadcast, because she's got a word in her mouth. So stay tuned. And before we do that, we want you to listen at this testimony. I tell you, God gave this woman this testimony, and it's powerful. It's life transforming. I tell you, so we're going to listen to that. That's from our previous broadcast. Well, this was the month that we came on the airwaves for Blog Talk Radio. It was dated December 15th, 2011. Amen. And I'm telling you, that testimony is still resonating in our hearts on today. But we thank God we see Sister T all the way from Oakland, California. Sister T, you got to go over there and see Mother Richards. You right there in that area. Amen. Thank God for Apostle Timothy Johnson. Good to see Sister Millie on the line, and we want to also continue to lift up Sister Millie in prayer. She's been on the job 25 years, and they're talking about downsizing, letting people go. Hallelujah. But we're going to pray that Sister Millie won't be in that number. She's been faithful to this radio broadcast. She's been faithful to listen. She even go on the Circle of Love also and listen while she's talking. That's worse. But we thank God for her on today. Thank God for Elder Richard Gates being with us. Thank God for his support. Thank God for Sister Faithful. Hallelujah. Appreciate her so much. I'm going to send her so much work. She going to get so many referrals, honey. I told her you better hire somebody to help you. Thank God for Sister Barbara. See Sister Barbara Williams on the line, who Sister Ruby introduced to us a few months ago. We see Sister Kim. We see Evangelist Lucilla. Amen. And I think that's also, that may be Sister Pam. Yes, that's Sister Pam on the line. We thank God for you all on today. So I just want you all to listen to this wonderful testimony. Amen, amen. Ah, glory to God. All right, it's going to come back up. Thank you, Jesus. But until then, we're going to get ready, and maybe we'll hear it afterwards. Look at them, shut down on me. Amen, amen. People know about these things. Hallelujah. But that's all right. We're going to move forward. We're going to move forward and go right on into the Word of God. And we're going to come back as Mother's speaking. I'll pull that testimony up. We got to hear this testimony on the day. The enemy don't want it to come forward, but we're not giving him any glory on today. Nobody gets no glory today. Huh? The only person going to get glory today on this line is Jesus Christ. And I thank God for this wonderful, awesome mother. Mother, I was trying to pull up your bio, couldn't do it, but I know enough about you to tell them the story. Those that haven't heard her, those that never been introduced to her, Mother is a wonderful, wonderful woman of God. And she has a similar testimony. And if she feel like giving that, she can give that testimony also. Amen. My call hides a plan on me, and something similar happens at Mother. Amen. But Mother Mildred Richards, she is a mother. She is a grandmother. She is a minister. She is a missionary. She's a Sunday school teacher. She is a woman that loves God's people. She is a woman that loves people. Amen. She has raised over 14, 15 children. Hallelujah. Many of them, I think most of them are alive and are doing well. Amen. She is also one of the hosts on the Circle of Love radio broadcast with Pastor Ashton Adams. Mother also is the host of her own segment through that same ministry, Circle of Love Ministry. She come on, she has her own segment every Monday evening. And I want you all to call in, those that's on the air, call in. It airs on Monday at 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it's called Grandma's Touch. Amen. And I tell you, Mother, I just love Mother. I've embraced her as one of my mothers in the gospel. Amen. And she is a wonderful, sweet, kind lady. And you can reach her. That contact number for Circle of Love is area code 646-478-0116. Again, that number is 646-478-0116. And they air Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock a.m. in the morning. That's 6 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. But Mother is on every Monday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Amen. And at that same number. Amen. So we just want you to call and make her happy and let her know that you love her and let her know that you support her in what she's doing on Grandma's Touch. Amen. So we're just so honored today. She is not a first-time speaker. She is not a first-time caller, a listener. Mother has been supporting this broadcast from the inception. Amen. And she comes on this line. Anytime I call Mother, all she says, yes, darling. Yes, darling. And I love that. She never offered no excuses. But there was a time when she was coming out of this accident. She wasn't the greatest. But, Mother, we love you with the love of God in our hearts. And we just want to take this time to introduce you to our audience on today. And we're presenting her to some, and we're going to introduce her to others. And that's none other than Mother Mildred Richards of Oakland, California. God bless you, Mother.
God bless you, woman of God. And good evening to everyone that's listening. And remember, you all are precious in the sight of God. And you know what? It takes all of us to make this what it should be, because we all are workers one with the other. And God wants us to fellowship one with the other and support one another, because you know what? We're all trying to go to the same heaven. And so we have to work down here together in order to get up there and be together. So God is good. He's teaching us. He's teaching us how to do that. But if we follow him in the scriptures, we can't miss heaven. We can't miss it because there's power in the word of God. And when we live according to God's word, God is good. And I'm so grateful to be able to fellowship with God's people today because that's what God is so concerned about. Jesus gave his life for people, for souls, not for the animals. He created everything, but he didn't die for everything. He went to the cross for his people because, why? They are more important to him than anything he created. And we're grateful. I know I am. I have seen the work of God, the power of God. I've seen him do so many wonderful things for others and for myself to know that he's alive and he's well. And he's still watching over us and protecting us. And so I'm just grateful to God today. And you know what? The Lord teaches us, no matter what state you're in, be content. Don't be aggravated. Don't be upset. Don't complain about anything. Pray about everything. Because he don't want us upset and angry. He said, I came that you can have peace. I want you to have peace. I want you to have life and it more abundantly. And the Lord spoke these words. And this is what, if we don't obey God's word, we'll live beneath the privileges and what God has for us. We're living beneath it. We're not up to where he wants us to be and receiving what he has for us. We need to obey the word of God. And you know what? Power in the word of God. There is so much power. Jesus, in the beginning, God spoke the existence of this world. He spoke it into existence. He divided the waters with his word. He put the elements in the sky with his word. Power. That's power in the word of God. Word of God. The word of God is the voice of God. And his word, today to us is the, it's the Bible. And that's what we, because the Bible says, if you believe on me, like the scripture have said, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. Now, that's the word. And it's power in that word. We really have joy, unspeakable joy and full of glory because there's power in the words that Jesus speaks. He spoke things into existence. And guess what? He said that we are just a little lower than the angel. And guess who is the greatest angel in heaven? Him. We're just a little lower than angels. We're not in the image of those angels. We're in the image of God. So he is the greatest angel in heaven. We're in his image and in his likeness. And we're just a little lower than him. But we got to stay in our place. We can't get big-headed and think we are a God. No. We are God's people. We are the righteousness of God. He spoke those words to us in the scriptures. And therefore, we follow the words of God. We can live and have life in it more abundantly because the Lord does not want us to be without, anything. He wants us to prosper and do good. After all he do for us, after he heal us, after he deliver us, after he bless us, after he give us what we ask for, he said, I wish above all, and I've done all that for you, but I wish above all that, that you have life and it more abundantly, plenty of. Because if you don't have anything yourself, you can't give anyone else anything. If you do, you won't have anything for yourself. That's not the way the Lord wants this thing. He wants to be able to be a blessing. Because he says more blessed to give than to receive. He wants us to be a blessing. These are powerful words from the book of the Bible. And before you even open up your Bible, it tells you there, holy. That's the first word on that book before you even open it up. Holy. And then it lets you know this is Bible. But in order for you to live the life that you should, you have to be holy to get into unlock this. There's mysteries in the word of God, powerful mysteries, and we have to unlock them being holy. Because he said, if it's not holy, you can't present that body to me that I created You can't present it back to me if it's not holy. I'm not accepting it. I'm not. It's got to be holy. It has to be without all that other stuff of the world, the impurities of the world. We have to present our bodies a living sacrifice to God because it's wonderful. And if you ever do that, you'll find out that it is so wonderful to live for Jesus. Now, we're talking about some power here today. Now, Acts 1 and 8 tells us that after, when we get into this holy Bible and we study the words of God, we believe what God tells us, and we are knowledgeable of it and obedient to it, he said, you shall have power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. What are you witnessing to if you don't know Jesus? The Holy Ghost gives you an experience to know that he's really real beyond a shadow of a doubt. The Holy Ghost, and you shall have power after the Holy Ghost comes, not before. As my mom used to say, you're putting the cart before the horse. The horse is supposed to go before the cart so he can pull the cart. If we don't have the Holy Spirit, we can't really witness that God, Jesus, is alive. But when he lives inside of us and move inside of us, that's power. When he have his being inside of us, that's power. You don't have to put on when you have the power to do what needs to be done. The Lord spoke these words, you personally shall have power after that. We must seek the Lord for power, to know him more. Seek him. In the beginning, when the beginning of the world, the Lord separated the waters from the earth and put everything in place through his word. Well, do you know we have the power of life and death in our mouth? That's because we're so much like him. We can speak those things that are not as though they were. But you know what? We don't use the power that God has given us like he tells us to. We don't do it that way. Sometimes we complain about, I can't do that, and the Lord says, you can. You can do all things through Christ. Not yourself. You cannot do it yourself, but you can do all that. I don't care how hard it seems, how long it seems, what is going on. You can do it. If God has commanded you to do it, he would be an unjust God to tell you to do something you cannot do. He have the power to do all things, and we can do all things through Christ because while we're like him, we're in his image. When we take a picture and hang it on the wall, that's not us hanging up there. I might be sitting on the couch, but my picture may be on the wall. That's my image. And when we live according to God's word, we are the image of God. We look like him. We act like him. We talk like him. Why? Because we're his image. We're his image. We're not him. We're his image because we're looking like him. That picture is just like me, but it's not me hanging up there. I'm sitting over here. So, but it's in the likeness of me. That's my image up there. So what God doesn't say, you're in my image. You're in my likeness. You can do all things just like me. You can speak those things that are not as though they were. And you got to get powerful enough to do it. The Holy Ghost gives you that power. And I've heard people pray and say, by the power of God that's trusted in me, and they speak those words. What do you think Peter and John did when they met this man at the gate begging? He wanted money. But they say, seven gold have we none, but such as we have, we'll give it to you. And what did he tell the man to do? Rise up and walk. He spoke it. Because he's in the image of God. Spoke the word and reached his hand out to the man, and that man's ankle bones came together. They weren't crippled anymore. The power of God straightened him up, and he got up and ran before them and beat them in the temple.
Yes.
And we have that same power. He's the same God yesterday. He's the same God today, and will be the same God forever. He don't change. But it's us that need to come up to the Word of God. To the Word of God. Now, listen to this. And I know everybody know this story. I'm talking about some power here and some words of power. The army of the Israelites went out into the valley to fight a war. But, oh, if God is not with you, you're going to lose the battle. You're going to lose the battle. So at this particular time, the whole army got killed. The whole army got killed, and their bodies laid out there in the valley. Then the birds and the animals came and ate the flesh off of their bones, and the sun dried them bones up. And it was nothing but a bunch of dry white bones in the valley. No life nowhere. But to show you how powerful our God is and how powerful his word is, he got tired of them bones laying out there. He knew those were his people out there. And you know what? He gives us another chance. How often God give us another chance? We can be dead in sin, but he'll give us another chance. When we come to ourselves like the prodigal son, he'll give us another chance. When we ask for forgiveness. But the bones didn't have nobody asked for forgiveness. They couldn't talk. They couldn't say anything. But you know what? That's why the Bible tells us, lay up your prayers in heaven. For the moths cannot eat and the robbers can't steal it. Lay up your timber. And somebody probably prayed and some timber was laid up there because God spoke to Ezekiel and said, Ezekiel, can these bones live? He said, well, I know it's Lord. In other words, I don't know if these bones can live or not. But he said, prophesy to these bones. That means speak the word. And Ezekiel obeyed God. And he looked at all them dry bones. I said, just bones everywhere, all over the valley. But the power of God through Ezekiel said, bones, live.
Live.
And then he turned around, he heard a noise. And he looked, and them bones began to come together. That foot bone got to that ankle bone. They was all over the place, but they worked themselves to the foot worked itself to the ankle bone. And the ankle bone hooked up with that knee bone. Then the knee bone went on up to the hip bone. The hip bone hooked up to the backbone. And the backbone got on up to the neck bone. And the neck bone to the head bone. Them bones started moving.
Come on.
The whole army of them. Only through the word of God. See how powerful the word is? Them bones came together, a whole army. And God told us, he even told the disciples, I'm sending you out among wolves, but you speak the word, and you have enough power to lay your hands on the sick, and they recover. We're not living up to par sometimes. And God is looking. He said, my eyes is in every place. I see that you're not doing what I told you to do. There's power in your word. You have power of life and death right in your tongue. Speak it. Live the life, and you can speak. He spoke to them bones, and them bones came together. And after a while, God put flesh on them bones and sinew in them joints, and blood began to run through the veins. And after a while, it was a whole army. A whole army had come back together. God gave them another chance just through the word of God. They had another chance to go on and make things right. Go home to your family. Can you imagine how astonished those families were when they saw their soldiers, their men coming home, the sons and the husbands and the brothers and the uncles coming home after being dead? Can you imagine how shocked they were? But that's the power of God. He can do it. He can do things above what we even can think. We can't even think that high. His way is so high above ours, we cannot even think that high. But he said, just prophesy to him, Ezekiel. All you have to do is prophesy. You ain't got to touch him. Just talk, speak, do what I tell you to do. And he did it, and then the whole army got up. and was able to go home. Oh, army of Israel. Maybe somebody prayed before they got killed. And they timber was laid up there, and it began to talk for them. And God told Ezekiel to prophesy to them. That's all you have to do. See, the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice.
Oh.
It's better than that. All you have to do is obey me, and you don't have to do all that sacrificing. You don't have to do it. Just obey me, and because it's power in being obedient to God. It's power. Now, you know what? God just didn't stop right there. When Saul was on his way to Damascus to prosecute the church, God allowed him to have do that. He didn't hit him. He spoke, and his anointing, his glory, knocked him down to the ground.
Oh.
And his anointing was so bright it blinded him, showing the power of God. And guess what? He knew something different had happened to him, even though he was persecuting the church, beating the saints, putting them in jail, and sometimes killing them. He said, "Lord, what would you have me to do?" And the voice even said to him, "Saul, why would you persecute thou me?" And he knew that was somebody different. He knew it was. Anytime the Lord speaks to you, it's so different, you know it was nobody else but the Lord. Turn that man's life around. The power of God, just the voice, just his voice. Not only that, God spoke to Ananias, spoke to the other men, and told Saul what to do, who to go see, and who to pray for him, and all this so he could gain his sight back. Just the voice of God. We need to listen. The Bible says, if you have an ear to hear, you need to hear what the Spirit is saying. It'll give you power. It'll give you joy. Don't you know that the Lord can speak to a storm and calm it down?
Oh, Mother.
The Lord was sleeping. Jesus was sleeping in our ship, in the bottom of the ship. And a storm arose, and the people were so frantic. They were screaming and running and hollering and bumping into one another. And then one of them went down and told Jesus, "Don't you care? We're about to die. Don't you care?" He said, "Oh, ye of little faith." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. "Oh, ye of little faith." He just got up and spoke to the wind and said, "Be still." That's all he had to say. And the waves just calmed down. Hallelujah. And he is saying, you can do the same thing if you stop playing so much, if you stop being so idle. If you be truthful one to the other, if you pray always, you can do the same thing. If you seek my face, turn from your wicked ways, you can do the same thing. But you got to turn from your wicked ways. You just can't just call yourself seeking me and doing the same old thing over and over and over. This power don't work like that in an unclean body.
Come on, Mother.
It don't do it. It don't do it. And sometimes, you know, we just kind of go along and we lagging. And my mama used to say it's flu footing and all this kind of stuff. Wait a minute. We got to do this thing right.
Yes.
We have to do it right. There's too much going on in the body of Christ nowadays. Looks like everything is going on. Looks like everything is being accepted. But there's a line. There's a plumb line in Israel, you all. There's a plumb line in Israel. On the right side of that plumb line is power. On the right side of that plumb line, you can ask God for what you want, and he'll give it to you.
Mm.
On the right side of that plumb line, you straighten up and you walk right before God. Put the truth in your heart. Love one another. Don't play hate. Love. Do it right. Love is too strong for you to be arguing about something.
All right, Mother.
Love is too strong for us to be separating ourselves from one another.
Mm.
Love is too strong so we can't speak to each other and treat each other right. You got the wrong kind of stuff going on.
Mm.
Too much power in God's word. Too much power in God's word. When he speaks, he's not talking because he just want to hear himself speak. He's speaking for us to enjoy. He said, you got an ear, you hear this. Listen to what the Spirit is saying. God is telling us we got to clean up ourselves. We have to be an example. How many people want to be like you? How many people say, I want to be like that? How many people want to grow up and say, oh, I want to live like that? Everybody that's saying, I know Jesus, should have somebody say that about them. God don't have no respect to persons. He don't love one anymore than he loved the other one. The same spirit is in all of us. We praying to the same God, reading the same Bible, trying to go to same heaven. There ain't but one way to heaven. And that's through Jesus. One way. I don't care if you're going over the bridge. There ain't one bridge. Only one highway. And that highway is called a highway of holiness. Everything ain't going to walk up there. If you done murdered your sister or brother by putting your mouth on them, honey, you ain't walking on the highway. You on the wrong way. We got to live this thing. He said, ain't no murder going to walk up there. Ain't no whole mother going to walk up there. Get your own husband. Leave that other woman's husband alone. You can't walk up there like that, honey. I see people walking in church with some other man on their arm, and they walking like a proud turkey on before Thanksgiving. I said, that ain't their man. What they doing that for? Hey, we let everything go on nowadays and think it's okay. It's not okay in the eyes of God. The Bible says, let every woman have her own husband. Leave that other man, woman's husband alone, even if he's not married. If you not married to him, y'all don't have no business going too far. We have to be holy people. We have to live this thing right. That makes us hypocrites when we do things like that. But you know what? The Lord said, when you teach the word of God, he said, be first partaker. Don't teach it if you're not going to live it. Don't teach it if you're not going to talk it. Don't teach it if you can't do it yourself. Be first partakers of it. Be first. You do it first. Be an example of what you teach. Teach from precepts and examples. Teach the word of God so it won't be blasphemed. So it won't be, you won't cause God's word to be talked about. It don't change it. It just make us look bad. If we don't do what God said, there's too much power in this. I don't see how some people can play with this like this. It's too much power. It's so rich. It's so wonderful. Just look, God is so good, I'm telling you. When my husband passed away in 2011, I had so many bills because he was sick with cancer for a long time until I told somebody, I said, girl, I'm so down until I can smell dust. I'm so close to the ground. I'm so covered up with bills. But you know what? I didn't give up and I didn't complain.
All right, Mom.
He said, cast all your cares on me. I care about you. I said, well, Lord, you care about me. Help me with this problem because this is too much for me. I can handle it with you, but I don't want to handle all this. This is just a little too much. God started showing me how to do things, showing me where to go, what to go, who to go to. And after a while, he opened up a way I never thought it in my life. Never thought this would happen to me. And God just pulled out a blessing, opened up a door. I never would have known that door, never would have seen the door, never would have known what was behind the door. He opened up a door, and it's so wonderful. Things I thought I would never, I said, well, I'll never get that no more. I'll never have this. I have that and double. And moving on to more. And it's because God said, if you're faithful over a few things, he spoke those words, I'll make you ruler over many. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We don't have no business complaining. We have to take our problems to the Lord in prayer. We're going to go through some things. Don't kid yourself. I just got delivered 3 months ago. But I tell you, it was wonderful. He rained down on me. I heard a man sing a song, said, let it rain, let it rain. it started raining. And I looked up, this is the Lord's doing. And I tell you, it made me mighty glad. But it was the power of prayer. It was the power. I kept speaking words. Lord, you said I could be the head and not the tail. You said I could lend and not borrow. You said we can call. We can, when we live right, we can call God and say, you said it. You told me. And I believe it. I trust you. That's power in your word. Oh, God, I didn't have to go up and down the streets. I didn't have to run an ad. I didn't have to do anything. It came to me. It came to me. Do you know the Lord said, I love you. I care about you. My eyes is in every place. I see you suffering. I see you going through. I see your broken heart. I see that. But hold on. Just hold on. But I'm going to teach you how to appreciate what I'm going to do for you. And God knows he taught me. And I appreciate it. I thank God. I thank God. I said, Lord, I don't know how many more years I have here, but I sure would like to have this and that and the other before I leave here. And I had a terrible car accident, and I thought that was it. I said, oh, God, I'm not going to be able to enjoy it. So and then 3 weeks later, I had another terrible car accident. And I said, you do love me, don't you? Came out of it without a scratch, both cars. One of them was so cold, I couldn't do a thing with it. God is good to me. He said, I'll give you back what the caterpillar took.
Come on.
I'll give it back to you if you live for me. You seek me. If you seek my face, whatever the scorpion have taken, whatever happened, I'm going to give it back to you. You know why? Because the earth is mine and the fullness thereof. I can do anything. I can do above what you think, what you're asking me. And I say, he walked it. He walked in it. He walked in it. He walked. God did it. I don't know anybody else could have done that. You know, that's something that some people just can't do for you. And you know it's God. You know it's God. And I said, Lord, if you slay me, I'm going to yet serve you. If I don't get up off of it, if I don't get up out of this, I'm going to yet love you. I'm going to yet serve you. Because what you've already done for me, I appreciate it. I thank you. I didn't complain. I didn't go. People said, child, I didn't know you was going through all of that. Well, baby, he didn't tell me to tell you. He told me to tell him. So I told the Lord about it. He don't want us complaining. He said, do all things without murmuring and complaining. Don't complain about anything. There's too much power in the word of God. Too much power. And we're living beneath our privilege when things don't come up. Now, he didn't tell us that we wouldn't have problems. He didn't tell us that everything would come up rosy. No, he didn't tell us that. He told us we need to learn how to go through. Go through your trials. Go through the fire. He would said he would never leave us and never forsake us. So if we're going through the fire, he's right there with us. But you must believe that he is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. You got to believe it. You have to believe it. And the only way you're going to believe it is stay in the scriptures. Live according to God's word, because God's word is good. You know how powerful God is? When he told Jonah, God was so concerned about the people in Nineveh, they weren't doing right. Nobody in the entire city was doing anything right. They weren't trying to do right, and yet they had plenty of everything. That was a city like San Francisco, a port where ships came in and brought all kinds of goods. Those people were living good and had an army out of sight. Those strong, strong men. But they didn't know God. And the Lord said that those are my souls. And Jonah, I want you to go down there and I need you to prophesy to them. Jonah said, no. See how we do God? We don't understand. Those people are our sisters and brothers. I don't care how bad they are. How long they've been bad. How ugly they may act. And what they do, they are our sisters and brothers. Only one God, one faith, one God, one Holy Ghost. It's only one. One baptism. So how can we separate ourselves from the good and the bad? He said, let them grow together. So he said, I'll do the separating. You just stay there and be an example to them. And sometimes we get disgusted like Moses. People get on your nerves. Yes, they do. But if you got this Holy Ghost down on the inside of you and it's working, it's moving, it'll help you to be strong. You need that help. You need some. You need patience. And you need to learn how to be stable in the Lord. And you know something? Jonah said, no, I'm not going to have food with them people. I'm paraphrasing it. But he got him on a ship instead of going to Nineveh. He went to Tarshish.
Yeah.
He went a different direction. But God was concerned about his people. He said, all souls are mine.
Mm-hmm.
All souls are mine. Those people weren't living right, but they belonged to him.
Mm-hmm.
And before I destroy them, they're going to hear the word of God. That's power in the word.
Mm-hmm.
Power. Save a whole city, millions of people. It'll save them. If you just take it to them, Jonah. No. Jonah got on a ship going a different direction, and God spoke to the waves. Shook that ship, rocked it so bad, the sailors on there was so afraid, they started throwing things off.
Mm-hmm.
But see, you can't get away from God. And one thing about it, we know the voice of God. Jonah knew what was happening. He knew the works of the Lord. He knew. He said, just throw me overboard. And everything will calm down. Throw me overboard. They picked him up and threw him overboard. But God spoke to a fish that didn't have no soul. Couldn't talk back. The fish did just what God told him, to go there and swallow him up.
Glory.
The power of God. The word of God is powerful. He said, go and be right there when they throw him over. You swallow him up so he won't go down in there and those seaweeds wrap around him and choke him to death and get full of water. You swallow him, that fish just went right on up to the that ship, opened his big mouth. When they threw Jonah over, he went down in the belly of that whale. Obedience. Power. Power. We need power. Somebody need to catch on fire.
Yes. Come
Somebody
on.
Somebody need to be an example. Somebody need to seek the Lord. Somebody need to obey the voice of God.
Yes.
God is looking for us to live holy. And that's power in the word of God. And he said, after you have power, then you can go here, you can go on out there and you can prophesy, you can pray for the sick and you can do different things. But you need my power. But the enemy going to be on your trail.
Come on.
You need it. So you know what? We thank God for the powerful word of God. When you look at this book, you don't see no power. You can't judge anything, but get down in the mysteries of the word. Get down in the scriptures. Seek them out. Run reference. Look up words you don't understand and let it soak down inside of you. Obey it. Do what they do. He said, don't be a hearer only. But be obedient to the word, and you'll find out God is alive. And he's well, he's anointed, and he loves us. I tell you, he loves us. Oh, God. I tell you, on the 28th of November, I had a terrible accident, and I could feel that car spinning on that freeway. It was just going round and round and round. It was wet and raining, and the streets were slippery. And I said, God, I need you. Oh, God, I need you right now. Please, God, help me. I passed out, and the car was just turning flips on the freeway, and I passed out. When it came to a stop, it come off the freeway down on the bottom of the freeway, hit a tree, and all the windows was bust out.
Oh.
The doors was just knocked out of the plate, out of their socket. I passed out. I was unconscious. Steering wheel hit my head, and then the walls, the front of the car hit the cement wall, and then the car spun around, and the back of it hit it. That car was tore up. But when the police woke me up, and he said, are you okay? I said, why are you asking me that? He said, because you just had a terrible accident. I said, oh, really? He said, yeah, didn't you know that? I said, sir, I'm sorry, I didn't know. And when they put me in the ambulance and I raised up and looked out the back window of the ambulance, I said, ooh, look, somebody had a terrible accident. They caused mess up. The man said, I kid you, lady. I kid you not. That's your car. I said, are you serious? He said, yeah, that's your car. We pulled you out of there. I said, my God. Oh, my God. And I went to looking at my own self trying to see if I was hurt. And he kept saying, do this hurt, do this hurt. Do... I said, no, no. They couldn't even put a Band-Aid on me. Didn't have a scratch. You think I don't love God? You think I don't appreciate that? You think I don't? You don't think of the power of God? I cried out to God, even though I was walking through the shadow of death. I cried out to God. He said, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, don't fear no evil. I'll be there with you. I found out what that meant. I found out what that meant. And God bless, and I'm grateful. Thank you so much for this time that you allowed me to be on the program with you all, this fellowship. I've enjoyed it, and I thank God, and I give God the glory. And back to you, Evangelist. God bless you.
Oh, thank you, Mother. Thank you, Mother. I tell you, you know, when God, we got to let God lead in nothing. I was driving home last night, and the Lord said, call, Mother. Oh, yeah, no, no, no. Hallelujah, Mother hadn't been on the line. I don't think she's been on this year. But the Lord said, call Mother. She called Mother Richard. And I called her. And Mother said, yes, darling. Hallelujah. I said, are you available? I didn't line nobody up. I like to be moved by God. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Mother. I had a little fire. Thank you. That was a word for us to. Oh, you better grab a hold to this word. Power in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Mother Richard. We are thank you. As Mother was telling that testimony, and that happened to Mother, I think, right after almost the same thing happened to me. Mother didn't have a scratch on her body, neither did I. I caught that was November the 9th. I'll never forget it last year. And I was driving from Sacramento to Lodi. And every time I passed that section, hey, I think about what God done. And the car, it was raining. It wasn't raining when I left, but when I came into Lodi, it was raining, Mother Richard. And the car began to hydroplane about 5 or 6 times. And then after it stopped, it glided. It went itself over the embankment. Hallelujah. Now, I didn't know how far the embankment was, but as the car went over it, I saw it wasn't that far down. And then it just landed on flat ground. And as I took my grandchildren and I showed them how the car came over that embankment, now right before that embankment was the intersection of Highway 12 and I-5. And the car went, I don't think it was 100 feet from where that intersection was, from where that embankment was. If I hadn't went over that embankment and the car would have went over into the traffic underneath, I'd have been right under the intersection of I-12 and 5. But the Lord did not let, stop. The car was not wrong with my car. And after I stopped there for a few minutes and gathered my bearings, I was able to get back on. And even getting back on, I was still a little disoriented. And I got back on where that intersection meets on Highway 12. And I was going in the wrong direction. I was going east on the west side of the freeway. Hallelujah. And a big truck was coming. And he just honked at me. He said, what is going on with this nut? But the Lord allowed me to make the U-turn and get back on I-5 and head on in the socket. Hallelujah. So I know there's power in Jesus' name. And all I could do, I thought it was over with for me too. Hallelujah. I said, well, this is it. If this is it, I'm going out calling on the name of Jesus. And I begin to call on Jesus. We're talking about power in Jesus' name. I want y'all to listen at this testimony, and then I'm going to open up the lines. We still got some time left. So I want you all to listen. Let me turn this up.
And a lot of things that she has given me, I'm tearing up my room, making my little prayer closing. And I praise the Lord for Mother First Lady Stafford and Evangelist Priscilla Williams and all those I have met, Karen, all those I've met through the broadcast, Sister Andrea, Noah, Princess, and different ones, and my good friend that the Lord gave me all these years, Sister Ruby Larry. Amen? Amen. So I want to tell you about my testimony. I was driving, taking my little grandson to school, and I was driving on the way back, and I was just praising because I'm praising as much as I can because the professor told me that's what the Lord wanted, sacrifice, praise. He wants praise. He wants relationship and intimacy, so I've just been trying to love him up as much as I can. And so I'm praying and praising him, and I'm just singing to the Lord. And I'm thinking about my little journey and how I was out, and I was thinking about Sister Bernard, and I said, looked like I was in, I was driving, but it was like I was in another dimension. I was driving, my hands were on the wheel, and I knew where I was going, but at the same time, I'm seeing all this. And I seen Bernard, and I was looking at her characteristics. I was looking at her brain, and it looked like then I could see her rejoice, and then I could see her doing walking in the church building and doing spiritual warfare. And looked like I could see her just closing her eyes and with her hands held up, talking to the Lord. And as I was looking at her, I seen her, and I seen me and this other sister coming out. Well, this the sister had told me, she said, you know, she said she was sent there to get us out. And so she was sent in there for us to come out, and I said, oh. And so I heard her voice repeat that to me. And then I heard the Lord say to me, special ops. And he began to just show me how that the special ops team is called into place when the army can't rescue you, when the SEALs can't get in there. He'll call the special ops, and they're ready to move any time of day or night. And when they move, nobody knows. They're just gone. When they don't make no announcements that they're on their way over there. And a lot of times, the hostages, they will tell you, listen, we have these hostages, and we're going to kill them by this time. And there's nothing. But somehow or another, those special ops can locate the hostages. And a lot of times, the enemy wants to know that they're there until they're there taking them out. Sometimes they go in and get the hostage, and they take them out before the enemy knows that they've been in there. Oh, special ops. And the Lord began to show me, again, now look, so there was a team that came in.
Whoa.
I said, hurt me. But then she brought in the prophetess, and she brought in a doctor. This other speaker. And I'm driving now. I'm driving, but I'm seeing all this. And then I began to hear the things that the prophets were saying. I began to hear the things that the speaker had said and how they had told us, they had warned leaders and members. And they said, listen. And they tell us we better hurry up. We better get it together. We better hurry up and get it together. And the next thing we know, we are out of there. And the Lord gave me, said, now, what special ops go in? Their job is to go in there and get those hostages. And when they bring them out, they're not supposed to bring them out dead. They're to bring them out alive. And the Lord began to show me how they come in, and they don't miss a bullet. If they shoot, they don't miss. They don't waste no bullets. They don't waste no bullets. They don't
go in and never lose a man. Never lose a man. Go in, but they come out with whatever they were going in to get, they come out of there with. And they bring them out, and they bring them out alive and unstained, without him. No, quick all up and cut all up and shot all up. No, they bring them out. Oh, a lot of times they have to cover the victim, the hostages. They have to cover them up and blindfold them because they can't see what is taking place around them. So they blind them. They blindfold them so that they can see what how they're working and how they have to be ruthless. They have to be direct, and whatever their target is, they must do it at all costs necessary. But they go in to preserve that life and preserve their own. And majority of the time, they go in there, and they come back out. They never lose a man, and they bring that hostage out with them. And a lot of times, they bring them all back, and nobody knows nothing. So I thought about Bin Laden. Now, it's a controversy. Some say Ben did, and there's some said, yeah, they went in there and they come out full. But if you notice, when the Army and the Navy SEALs go in, it's a whole lot of gunshots, shooting, boom, shooting, when those special ops go in, they got guns that don't make sound.
And this is just to encourage you that
sometimes you feel like you're in a storm, you feel like you're in prison, you feel like you're in a place and you can't see no way out. Ah, sometimes God has to send in a special ops team to rescue us, Mother Richard. Ah, sometimes we're in dead situations, we're in dead churches, we're in dead positions, and guess what? The Lord allows someone to come in and rescue. We're talking about power in Jesus' name. Mother Richard has spoken the word today, and that particular testimony with Evangelist Joshua gave over a year and a half ago, I tell you, we have witnesses on the line that still are alive. When the special ops team came in, it didn't come in to bring them out dead. God allowed them to go in and bring them out alive, and they're yet able to stand and tell somebody about it. Sister T was one of them that came out alive. Sister Ruby is still here with us today, and she came out alive. Ah, glory to God, came out alive. God knows what he's doing, people of God. Don't ever underestimate the power in Jesus' name. There's power when you trust God. There's power when you believe in it. There's power when you activate his faith. Amen. I'm going to stop. But I'm going to open up the lines and let you all give a greeting or what have you. Some of you all, this is your first time hearing Mother Richard. But as I said before, she is not a stranger. Hallelujah. She's not a stranger to this broadcast. Amen. And we just appreciate her and love her so. Amen. So we're going to go to Sister Ruby. We're going to start from where we are with the at the top of the list. We're going to go on and start with Sister T. Hallelujah. She's at the top of the list. And then Apostle Johnson will be after her. Amen. And then Sister Barbara. God bless you, Sister T.
God bless you. God be the glory. I thank God for the word that came forth on today. It's always a blessing to be on the line and hear the word of God. And we're just learning so much about how to live life and do things in Jesus' name and how to trust God. And I just thank God for this broadcast. I thank God for the word that came forth. And I just thank God because I'm growing as a person out here in Oakland. I thank God because he's using me mightily, you know, and I just thank God because he is placing that special op team around me, and I thank God for the men and women of God on this line. You have been a blessing to me. So I just thank you, and just continue to pray my strength in the Lord that I be the daughter that he called me to be. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Sister T. You're doing wonderful. Hallelujah. Pastor Johnson, God bless you. Okay, you need to mute it out. Sister Barbara Williams, God bless you. Sister Barbara?
Yeah, praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord, everyone. I thank the Lord for the message that I heard today. I give honor to God and to the host, Evangelist Bernard, and to all the elders and prophets and prophetess. And I just thank the Lord and for the speaker that she spoke elegantly the word of God, and it came forth, and I thank God for it.
Amen, amen. Sister Barbara is a woman of few words. Amen. God bless you, Sister Barbara. We're going to Sister Kim. God bless you, Sister Kim. That Sister Kim?
Good evening. God bless you. God bless you, Mother Richard, and God bless the word that came forth. I really enjoyed it, and I just thank God I was able to get on the line on time. I wasn't at work, and truly this broadcast and all the other ones I have listened to has been a blessing to me, and I just pray that y'all will pray my strength in the Lord also, and God bless each and every one that's on the line.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Amen. We're going to, oh, God, let me, I'm just going to people, and I see my girlfriend and my sister in Christ and also the host of our Saturday segment. And you all, I'm telling you, make a sacrifice, those that live on the West Coast. and get up at 5 a.m. on Saturday morning and support this segment with Minister Billy Burns. He's out of North Carolina. We have a lot of North Carolina, South Carolina people on the line, and he has been actively and faithfully supporting and coming on this broadcast from the inception. And she has a segment on Saturday called They Overcame, and it airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time, and that's 8 a.m. Eastern time. So make a sacrifice and come. You know, it's just not for those that have a wonderful testimony, but those that want to come on and have a word for the Lord, she certainly will welcome you to do so. And so that's none other than my dear friend, Minister Billy Burns. Good to see you, girlfriend.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I am out at a track meet, and I don't have really good reception, but I just thank God for the word today. And I know that there's power in that name, because on last week, my son had to go to court, a custody case with the mother of his son. She was not letting him see the baby, and he wants to see the baby and be in the baby's life. And people were telling us, oh, well, he's not going to get what he wants because usually they side with the mother. And I said, no, 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 we are not receiving that. My son has made sacrifices. He's been a man of high standards. He has done right, and we are standing on God's word that we are more than conquerors. We'll bless the Lord. We're in court, and I'm calling on Jesus, and I'm thanking the Lord, and the Lord gave us the victory. I just praise God. It's power. It's power in that name. There's power in that name. I was blessed. I couldn't really hear everything because, like I said, I don't have real good reception where I am now. But I do want to invite everyone to come on the line on Saturday. We are hearing powerful not messages, but testimonies, and the women and men of God have been coming on and glorifying God. And someone needs to hear our testimonies.
Ooh.
So please call in on Saturday. I'm asking the Lord now, Sister Adrienne, whether I should move it back an hour to give you all a little more reasonable time to get up.
Oh, Lord, but I deal think with our heart. Deal with our heart, Lord. Yeah, we thank God for you. I tell you, she had a pastor on there Saturday before last while I was away and just spoke a word into my life. And he has, people with life-changing miracles. I mean, testimony that's just unheard of. And that pastor, and she was on about 2 weeks ago, and she's just doing a marvelous job with that segment. I know it's early for us in California, 5 a.m., I said, Billy, it's 8 in the morning where you are. This is Saturday morning. These folks want to lay in bed an extra hour. But anyway, make the sacrifice. And I tell you, God will bless you for making that sacrifice. And we thank God for she and her husband, Elder Albert Burns. And I want you to know, Minister Billy, be encouraged. He said, you have more people listening live. They may not be calling in, but they're listening live, and you can see the stat sheets, I'm sure, because you operate the switchboard. So they have more people listening live than the stat sheets calling in. Then we have more people going into the archives. So we are impacted live on this broadcast. Lives are being transformed, Mother Richard. So we thank God for being with us today. And we also would want to just give a shout-out to Jesus Hit My Rock, that we see in the chat room. Amen. So we're going to Mr. Ruby Larry. Thank you, Minister Burns. We appreciate you. I know you got able to get on many times, and we certainly appreciate you listening to that word on today. Amen. We're going to go to Minister Evangelist, Sister Ruby Larry.
Oh.
God bless you.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard, and everybody on the line, pastors, apostles, bishops, saints most of all, because all of us were saints before we were anything else. So I just thank Jesus Christ for this broadcast. And Mother Riches, I guess I'm older, so I'm saying, I guess you got to call you Mother Riches, but it was just a blessing. The Holy Ghost moved and operated, and the words came out with power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. But what I liked so much about it is that the Lord gave you a summary of what take place when Jesus Christ, the power, and you gave examples throughout the Bible about how the power came in and set people free, delivered them, and each and everything. So I pray the Lord for that point. And I was going to say one thing that about special ops. Evangelist Bernard had, this is her first year of spiritual leadership, year before last, I think, 2011. And she had it decided to put it in the hotel, you know, the part you get. But for some reason she came in and she wanted to make sure that the church that we were at got proceeds from, you know, the spiritual council leadership, and they she could use the church. She decided not to go there and go here. So she brought in her cousin, Dr. Singleton. Y'all heard him speaking of the last book of Acts last week. And then she brought in a prophetess, Harrison, out of Sacramento. And she's a prophetess. So we were sitting there, and she told Evangelist Adrian, well, you going to leave the church. I thought it was something about leaving, and Evangelist Adrian thought she was going higher. But something went in my spirit, and I went into the ladies' room to help somebody get prepared for baptism. And Evangelist Adrian, don't leave without giving me your phone number, not knowing I'm going to get evicted from the building. You know, I said, Evangelist Adrian, give me your phone number, don't leave. And for some reason, we interconnected and I didn't get it. And then I called Evangelist Joshua. But to make a long story short is that God is awesome. You don't know what he's doing behind that, but Evangelist Adrian brought in both of these, her first year of spiritual leadership that she done. And then about a week later, they gave something. The next thing, I was evicted out of the building. Evangelist Joshua was evicted out the building. And now they tell me, everywhere you go, you tell the folks in Stockton, you evicted out the building. That's right. I wasn't evicted out of the body of Christ. We was evicted out the building. And Evangelist Adrian, the Lord said, her in there, because once we got evicted, we went on with her, and we still had a prayer. We were in church, and we had the word. So pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen, amen. She's telling the truth. And the Lord gave Evangelist Joshua that vision and showed it to us. They specialized. I had never heard anything like that, Minister Billy. I was like, what? But the Lord did it, and I tell you, that was the first year I launched this ministry in 2011. And God has just been blessed, and we didn't know we were going to be on a radio broadcast. And it was at a time when we really needed to be encouraged, and we really needed to be in a place where we could hear from the Lord. So I'm telling you, as long as you, yes, we know the Bible says, fail not to assemble yourself. But guess what? As long as you're in the presence of somebody that's anointed and has the word in their mouth, God will elevate you. Because also the scripture says, faith cometh by hearing. So I thank God that the Lord allowed me to launch this radio broadcast in that very same month. And Evangelist Joshua and Sister Ruby has been with us from the inception of this broadcast, Minister Bill and Sister T, and so many others, even Mother Richard, have been with us during this broadcast. And I tell you, when God gives you a vision, I just want to say this, and I'm going to go back to Mother Richard, and we're going to close on now. When God gives you a vision, don't let nobody distort that vision. Don't let nobody distract you and make you feel like you're crazy. Hey, hallelujah. Rance Allen sung the song. It's something about the name Jesus. He said, people call me crazy, Hallelujah. But he said, I'm going to keep on. Because there's something about that name. You got to believe that what God has deposited in you, whatever vision, whatever dream, whatever goals, whatever aspirations that you have, God is a God that don't change. And there's power in his name. So all you got to do is stay connected. Stay connected. And that's what Sister Ruby did. Sister T, she's no longer here in Stockton. She's in Oakland, but she's still connected. She know one thing. We're on this line every day. And I'm not bragging and boasting because it's not me doing it. It's the spirit that lives inside of me. Because if it was left up to Adrian, this flesh, I wouldn't get nothing done. Now, hallelujah. But I thank God for Jesus. Amen. So we're on this line Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time and 3 o'clock Central Time. And Saturday morning, Minister Billy just told you, she's on that line every Saturday at 5 a.m. Pacific Time, and that's 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then we're on 30 minutes for Sunday morning prayer. And I'm seeking the Lord now because I told the Lord, I need some miracles. I'm not like Mother says, Lord, and she had to tell the Lord, you got. I don't like this situation. I don't like where I'm at. I don't like how I'm feeling. So that's what I'm telling the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm looking for some results because when the Lord gave me this subject, power in Jesus' name, he also spoke to me and said, we're not getting a result because we're not invoking. We're not calling on the name of Jesus. And so I said, Lord, I'm going to start calling on you a little bit more. Hey, I'm going to go a little bit further because I need God to move in my life. You don't want to keep on serving God faithfully, Mother Richard, and you don't see no results.
Amen.
Amen. So I just thank God for you all, and we appreciate you. We have more people listening live on the internet than ever before. Amen. Wow. And we just giving God the glory for that. Amen. I'm going to go back to Apostle Johnson, and then I'm going back to Mother Richards, our speaker, for the hour. Let her have the final remarks. Amen. Apostle Johnson.
Amen. Amen. Grace and peace to all. Certainly it's an honor and a privilege in the Lord to hear God's people come together the way we do, to celebrate our God and to magnify his name. On today, it was just true words spoken from God. Ooh. See, some people don't know how to teach, how to understand just true teaching and wisdom of God and to be able to listen. They don't hear, and the Lord said, and hallelujah, and thank you, Jesus, and bless the Lord, oh my soul. So they can't get happy. So they want to get off the line, and they don't want to attend and listen because they don't want to just hear a good nugget from the Lord. And I thank God for good, pure nuggets that came forth on today. Just being able to be spoken to in regards to how God is doing things. If I could draw a thought from today, hold on 1 second. There's a noise in my background.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, God.
I'm sorry. I had to do order. Can you close that door, please? There is a form to where in this season, in this hour, God wants to do something new and greater in our life. And if I could draw from a subject from everything that we're dealing with, I would ask a question, whose voice are we listening to? Because the voice of God is telling us what we can have and what we shall be able to obtain, just as the woman of God was talking about today, how we're able to obtain and overcome and how we're able to build and how God is doing these things in our life. So the question again in your spirit should be, whose voice are you listening to? Are you listening to the voice of God? Are you satisfied with what God is saying to your life and to your spirit in this season? This is a season where we're going to have to endure some things. Today I listened to the weather forecast and I thought that it would be sunny and a high in the 70s with sun outside and looking pretty and everything, but God gave us a high in 70 with nothing but showers. Oh, my God, thank you. And it seemed like everything was just raining and misery and just a miserable day because of the rain. But sometimes you got to have a little bit of rain in your life for the harvest to come. God have mercy.
Come on, man.
You got to go through something every now and then and know that God is speaking in the midst of the hell that you're going through, the torment that you're going through, for you to understand and know that you're an overcomer. Whose voice are you listening to?
Whose voice are you listening to?
We're overcomers today. We're victorious people.
Yes.
But we've got to understand whose voice that we're listening to. Sometimes when things don't have it our way, we can't pull up like Burger King and have it your way, that we begin to get depressed and we begin to get down and our spirit begin to get lost and entangled. But the scripture reminds me that we've been made into a full night, but joy cometh in the morning. So you got to be able to encourage your neighbor and say your joy season is here right now. You got to be able to tell your neighbor that in spite of what I'm experiencing, that change and turnaround is coming right now. It's victory in the midst of the hell that we have to go through. While we're going through the valley, you got to keep a victory and a praise. Understand that sometimes you got to lose some things in order to win. God Almighty. You got to lose some people in order to win in your life. Those that have been cheerleading you along all your life, sometimes you got to drop them because they don't want to support you anymore. They don't want to lift you up anymore. But you got to let them know that I hear the voice of God. And as long as I can hear the voice of God, everything will work out for its good.
Thank you, Jesus.
So I say to you today, people of God, be encouraged. Understand that what she was talking about today, she gave us nuggets of how to overcome things that we experience, things that we go through, the circumstances and things, and how God brings us over.
God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Apostle Johnson. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We have two more callers that we did not acknowledge. Forgive me. We have a Skype number. Your number is not coming up, but your mic is open. Caller, can you identify yourself or greet us in the name of Jesus? I can't see any of your numbers. Okay. Well, maybe you're just listening. God bless you. I also want to open up the line and see if my sister is available. She is a strong supporter of this ministry. She's working every day. Well, 4 days a week. Now, God bless you, Dawn. Okay. She may not be able to say anything, but we just thank God for you all on today. We just want to give you an announcement, and then we're going back to Mother Richards. We have on tomorrow, Prophetess Theodora Glover, a Dunamis ministry out of Atlanta, Georgia, will be speaking for us tomorrow. And on Thursday, Minister Rose Tillman from Highway and Hedges Ministries in Denver, Colorado. Oh, God, you got to hear these women of God. Amen. We'll be speaking tomorrow, Prophetess Glover, and then Thursday, Minister Rose Tillman. We haven't had Minister Tillman on in a while. She operates out of Denver, Colorado. She has an outreach ministry that she distributes food and the word to the people for over 20 some odd years. You're talking about a powerful woman of God. And Prophetess Glover is a young minister, a young prophetess down in out of Atlanta, Georgia. And her ministry is called Dunamis Ministries. And she also has a ministry called the Voices of Evangelism. They will be with us. And on Friday, remember our Provoke Fridays with Pastor Edward Hamilton of Houston, Texas. And next week, we got another lineup. And I tell you, the Lord has just been blessed. We're going to have Bishop Benson Lurie is going to be one of our speakers next week, along with Prophet Michael Davis. And we don't know how the Lord is going to bring the other days together, but however he leads me, I will follow. Amen. So once again, we thank God for Mother Richard being with us on today, and we thank God for
each and every one of you all today. Tune in early because we're going to bring the woman of God up early. We're not going to do a whole lot of preliminaries. We're going to bring up the woman of God. And we also like to just invite you to go to our website, www.newdestinyministries.com, and visit that website. We have online giving now. You know I'm not one that really come on the line asking for anything, but I'm asking you today to sow a liberal seed into this ministry. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, I'm asking you to sow into this ministry. You know, we can't buy land with our money. It takes money to buy land, and we don't come on this broadcast asking for anything. We just believe that God, and we know that God is going to provide. He makes provision for the vision, but he also told us to act. He said we have not because we act not. So I'm asking you all today to sow a seed into this ministry. And if you are not able to access the website, you can get a money order or a check and put it in the mail to New Destiny Ministries at P.O. Box 5702. And that's, again, that's P.O. Box 5702. And our city and state is Stockton, California, and the zip code is 95205. We're trying to do some wonderful things this year. We're looking to come back with our True Fellowship Conference, and we won't be doing it. I'm seeking the Lord on it. I won't think I'm going to do it in December this year. I don't want to be into the midst of the holiday season because I want us to be focused not on giving the gifts that we give to one another. We're supposed to be celebrating Jesus' birthday, but we give gifts to one another. So I don't want to get caught up into that season this year. So I'm seeking the Lord for a day, and I'm the type of person I like to promote, and I like to certainly get people to count us in on their calendars early. So we're looking to go for our early October date. So mark your calendar for the first weekend in October. We don't have everything substantiated yet, but that's what I would like to see happen. So we're going to have, again, our True Fellowship Conference along with our spiritual leadership. It's all going to be enclosed in that one conference. So we'll have about 6 to 7 months to really promote that, and I'm going to be looking to start promoting early April. We're going to start promoting. So some of your favorite pastors, some of your favorite bishops, you don't know who's going to be in this lineup, but guess what? We know Jesus is going to meet us there. So once again, we thank God for everything that we've heard on the line today, and we certainly thank God for this wonderful missionary, this wonderful mother, grandmother, this wonderful anointed woman of God that God is raising up for such a time as this. And I tell you, if you sit at mother's feet, you'll be able to glean all of that wisdom and knowledge that she has inside of her. So God bless you, mother. We're going to come back to you and let you have final remarks and what have you, and anything you'd like to share with us, again, you can invite them to your broadcast. God bless you, mother.
God bless you, and God bless each and every one. The only thing I have to say is the word of God is powerful, quick, and sharp as a two-edged sword. And if we have faith in God, we don't need a lot of problems. We might have some, but they won't stay too long. But what we do need is faith in God. So let us have faith in God and speak to these problems and let them go, because we don't need all that. The enemy bring them, but the power of God will send them away. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Once again, thank you, Mother. We appreciate you taking out of your busy day to come and share that word of God with us. Also, we thank God for Jesus, my rock, in the chat room, and also for Death 11282. Sometimes they are already Blog Talk Radio subscribers, so that means they have their own ministry, amen, that are ministering on this network along with us. Again, we want to invite you to Saturday morning segment called They Overcame The Bible says in Revelation 12 and 11, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Our testimony is just not for ourselves. It's for others. It's for to encourage somebody and to let them know what God did for me and mother with those car incidents. Mine was an incident. Mother's was an accident. But guess what? He'll do the same thing or even greater for you. Remember, there is power in Jesus' name. So we'll see you again on tomorrow. I tell you, we're talking about power in Jesus' name, and we're just playing some favorites today. Hallelujah. Something about the name Jesus. We're going to close out with Lance Allen singing that song. So we'll see you on tomorrow. God bless you. We love you with the love of God.
And it said, something about the name Jesus. Something about the name Jesus. It is the sweetest name that I know. I love that. Oh, how I
love the name Jesus.
Wave your hand if you love him.
Oh, how I love the name Jesus.
Sweet name, yeah. Some people say I'm crazy, but just the pain I can't explain. The power that I feel, yeah, when I call your name.
Well, I'm not sure why I'm
said it's just like fire. When the Holy Ghost gets to moving, you know he won't leave us alone. And it's all because there's something,
something
about the
name Jesus.
Oh, my.
Something about the name Jesus.
Sweet name, open your mouth and give him some fruit from your lips.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh.
I know.
Said it's sweeter than honey. From the honeycomb. When the Holy Ghost gets to moving, you know he won't leave us alone. Got some more news for you. At the name of Jesus, every knee is gonna have to bow. You don't have to wait till the fire comes. Show me what you're working with. You can clap your hands. Praise him now. Loud up in here. Come on, let me hear you get loud up in here. Let me hear you have some church up in here. Inspiration. This next note is a little high. I need some inspiration.
bless you all. Have a Jesus day. Ah, glory to God.